This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, one and all. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and I am your host, Bill Crawford, alongside producer, the great producer, Brian Temple, who keeps me straight and helps us keep the show on track.
Well, pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. Just a useless producer, Brian Temple.
That's right. There you go.
I can't give you a compliment.
See, we give everybody the truth.
That's true. Well, hey, we would like to welcome you today. Today is Hump Day. Yay! Everybody loves Hump Day. I certainly do, too. I'll tell you, though, it doesn't really feel like the middle of the week when it's been so cold every day. It doesn't seem like you've accomplished anything other than trying to stay warm. And guess what, folks? It's only going to get worse. I heard our own Steve Moulton in the other room saying that he heard of a forecast of snow this weekend. And goodness knows that we don't want that. But I will say this, farther up north in places like Nashville, Tennessee, they are still having a mess up there with all the trees that fell and all the ice that came down. And we're glad we didn't get that. So thank goodness for that. Well, let me tell you a little bit about how we got here on Hump Day. We've had quite a couple of decent shows, in my humble opinion. Monday, we had Representative Rex Reynolds, who is a state representative, and he's a chairman of the budget committee. And that's one, if you were wondering how Alabama is doing financially, I recommend you go back to our website, go to Talk Radio WVNN, go to podcast and click on the podcast for Monday and listen to what Rex had to say about the financial state of Alabama, because Frank, I don't know, Brian, sounded pretty good to me. Did it sound pretty good to you?
It sounded really good, and we're really dedicated to making sure Talk Radio WZZN is updated for you. A great way to go back and listen at your convenience or get caught up if you're just joining us is to go to talkradiowzzn.com, and there's a tab called Podcasts.
Right.
And you'll see The Point with Bill Crawford, and you can see all of our shows right there, and I try to get those posted not too long after we get done every day.
Yes, and that's up there. That's where you'll hear Rex Reynolds. Also this week we had Aaron Thomas, who is running for one of our state representative spots. And Aaron was very fascinating interview, a very reasonable, sound, intelligent business person. He owns all the Donatos here in town. And by the way, if you've ever gone to Donatos, we jokingly had a little bit of conversation about this on the air, but I'm a real big fan of their Hawaiian pizza. It has pineapple and a little hint of cinnamon on it. It is the best pineapple pizza I have ever had. Yesterday, we had Jean Rizzardi, who is a member of the city attorney's office, and she is running for a district court judgeship, and actually, she's running for district court place 5, and one thing I learned about the district court race, and according to Jean, and she should know, is this is where pretty much all the routine business that the regular citizenry has to do when they go to court. They normally go there a la Judge Judy. They go by themselves. They argue their cases with each other in front of a judge, and a judge makes a decision. And that's district court. That's a very important place. It's a very important vote that you need to make. And by the way, it's not just District 5. When you vote for a district court judge, no matter where you live, what district, you vote for all of them. So we had Jean Rizzardi on. She was very fascinating. And after that, yesterday, we had our first edition of what I'm calling Veterans Corner. And Veterans Corner is going to be a recurring feature on the show where we have people who have expertise in veterans issues here in our area. Normally, we're going to try to get local people here, people who you can actually go see and knock on their door and talk to them if you need. And we had their operations officer, Jim King, who's a ex-Navy submariner, as they like to say. They don't say submariner. They say submariner. And Jim was on, and he told us about the many services that Still Serving Veterans offers the veterans community. They offer you help in transitioning from the military to the civilian workforce. If you're a veteran and you think you have a disability, they can offer you help with filing that disability claim. And they also offer assistance with, like, writing resumes, doing many other things like that. And they can further give you instruction on the many benefits that you may have as a veteran that you may not even know that you have. So we're going to have that every Tuesday. I don't know exactly who I'm going to get next week, but I may get a friend of mine from my West Point class who is a veterans expert on many, many things, but more to follow on that. Later on today, we're going to have, I forgot what I was going to say. That doesn't happen that often, Brian, but occasionally it does.
That's right. Slip it back in gear. You'll be all right.
All right. I'll put it back in gear and we'll drive on. Today, we are going to have our first edition of the Redstone Report with the editor of the Redstone Rocket, Skip Vaughn. Skip is a friend of mine. I've known him for quite some time, and he knows what's going on at Redstone Arsenal. And he's going to tell us weekly what's happening out there. And why is that important? Well, that's important because Redstone Arsenal is the sort of the heart of what's happening here in Madison County and in Huntsville. If Redstone Arsenal wasn't here, there's a very good chance that all the businesses that are locating here and all the defense industry is not going to want to come here, but they do. Redstone right now employs between 36 and 40,000 people. And that is huge. That is a huge part of the economy. When you think how much those people make and what they do with it, they probably don't drive to Florida to spend it all. I would imagine they spend it in the local area here. And so Skip is going to keep us straight on what's happening out on Redstone Arsenal. And by the way, nowadays it's hard to find a newspaper. It really, really is. But every Wednesday, pretty much, well, most every store around here, especially the ones that advertise in the Rocket, you just go there and there's a news box and it's got Redstone Rockets hot off the press every Wednesday. And they don't just cover the news that's happening on the Arsenal, but they cover some of the things that are of interest to the Army and in this local area. And it's worth a read. It doesn't cost anything. Just pick it up and read it and then do with it as you see fit. But we're going to have Skip come in here and keep us up to date on what's happening on Redstone Arsenal. And looking forward to the first episode of that. And after that, we're going to have, for our second hour, we're going to have a candidate for Congress, and that is Dr. Kansas Duvley. I think I said that right, and she'll be coming up and tell us about her race as she tries to unseat Dale Strong. So I think now it's time for our break, so we'll go ahead and get out of here. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. We'll be back in a bit with Skip Vaughn.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy, it's not just what we do, it's who we are. Founded in 2003 by Huntsville natives Scott Johnson and Todd Hayes, Johnson & Hayes brings exceptional care to every patient through an all-star team of highly trained physical therapists. From sports performance to post-op rehab, dizziness, women's health, and more. With 7 locations across North Alabama, expert care is always close to home. Learn more at johnsonandhayes.com. Johnson & Hayes Physical Therapy, where extraordinary care meets exceptional outcomes.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or block work, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. We're here with you on Talk Radio, WZZN, and we're also available on the App Store. If you go to Talk Radio, WZZN, on the App Store and search, guess what? You will find our app. And all you have to do is you take that little thing and click the right stuff and download it. And you can take this show with you wherever you go. Or you can go to our website, which is talkradiowzzn.com. And there you will see a little click that says Listen Live. Go ahead and click that and you can hear what's going on with us 5 days a week. And now we're ready to start our first segment, first ever segment of the Redstone Rocket Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. Skip, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
Well, I'm glad to have you on. And I want to introduce you a little bit to the audience. Skip has been here longer than I have, I think. Skip, didn't you start out as a reporter for the Huntsville Times in 1980?
That is correct. I was, I was a reporter at the Huntsville Times from 1976 to 80. I was an Auburn University journalism graduate in 1976. Then I became a news reporter right out of Auburn at the Huntsville Times. And after about 2 years, I became the police reporter. And so I was there for 4 years. Then my dad was about to retire from here at Redstone Arsenal. And I'll never forget this day. He came home and said, "Skip, there's an opening in MICOM Public Affairs." And MICOM stood for Missile Command. And I said, "So?" And he looked at me in the eye. He said, "Yeah." I said, "So?" I was 25 years old. It was exciting. I was the police reporter. And I was just making minimum wage, but I was having fun. And so my dad looked me in the eye and he said, "Skip, take the government job." And so I thank him every day. He's upstairs listening now. But I've been out here at Redstone for 45 years now, and I love it. Love every minute. I'm still doing newspapers. I get to be the editor of the Redstone Rocket, which has been in print since 1952. And we're still in print, and we have, of course, a website and web presence now. But I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying what I do, and that's why I'm still here.
Well, I know you're enjoying life because I've worked with you a good bit in the past. And didn't you graduate from Butler High School?
Yes, I did. I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and my dad was working for the Army. He was working at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. He brought us down here in 1968, so I went right to Butler High School. In the ninth grade, I graduated from Butler in 1972. Then I went on to Auburn 4 years later, graduated with my journalism degree, and I've been a newspaper person ever since.
Well, you know, Skip, I don't think I have ever told you this, but I started out in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. My family owned a newspaper, the local newspaper up there called the Democrat Union. And and about the time that you were starting out, 1972, excuse me, as a freshman in high school, I was the sports writer for the Democrat Union. That was
oh my goodness.
Yeah. And I've still saved those articles. They're so ridiculous to read. They were pitiful, but but I did it. And then I went into the back room and I printed papers on the addressograph to mail throughout the states. And and I was with the newspaper for quite some time. And in fact, I had a journalism scholarship to the University of Tennessee, and that's what I was going to do. Same thing you're doing. It was my first love, and what ended up happening was West Point came along, and the newspaper business went away, but now I'm back in the media and have been for quite some time, as you're aware. So,
yes, sir.
We have something in common. Well, one thing before we start talking about stuff that's happening on the Arsenal. You know, I was doing the lead-in as I was introducing you, and I was mentioning the fact that in this town, it's hard to find a newspaper these days, but you can still find the Redstone Rocket in many locations. Why is that?
Yes, sir. We're fortunate. The Army made a decision, a wise decision, long ago that they were in a publication contract called Civilian Enterprise. And what that means is that we would get a private company, and now it's the Tennessee Valley Media, that would publish the paper and make their money through advertising, and in return, the Army gets a free paper. So the Army isn't paying anything for the Rocket. They're just, of course, they pay my staff, and I do other things besides serve as editor of the Redstone Rocket. But the Army is basically getting a free newspaper for everybody here at Redstone and throughout the community. And in return, Tennessee Valley Media, they're making all their money through advertising. And it's doing very well. In fact, we're one of the top newspapers in the entire state. Every year we get either first or second place for general excellence from the Alabama Press Association.
Well, all anybody's got to do if they don't believe you is they just need to go read the paper. And speaking of which, to read the Redstone Rocket, if you don't walk into through the arsenal and don't work there, it's all over the place in town. Is there any way to actually figure out how to pick up a copy other than just finding a box somewhere?
Yes, by contract, we don't distribute in paper everywhere, but we do have an online presence. You can go to our website and see the entire paper every week, every Wednesday. And our website is www.theredstonerocket.com. That's www.theredstonerocket.com. You go there and see the entire paper. And every week we have usually 48 pages. I mean, we've got news, we've got features, we've got sports. And, of course, we're going to have sports because that's a love of mine. I just love sports. We're going to have sports every week. But it's a great paper, and you'll see that.
Well, you know, you are an old sports guy, and that's another thing you and I have in common. But there is one thing I wanted to mention because you're more than just a sports guy. One of my favorite features in the Rocket is pretty much every week you give a listing of your favorite songs from one of the bands of the era that you and I grew up in. Why did you start doing that? Just to get that out there?
That's just fun. I mean, 99% of the features I've come up with through the years, just a way to get people to read our paper. And I'm a classic rock enthusiast. And so every week, I just at random, I think of one of my favorite groups or singers from back in the day, and just my personal opinion, just list their top hits. And so we call it By the Numbers, and it's usually about 10 to 15, 20 songs that I consider the best that they've done. And so we do that every week. And in fact, today's paper, we come out every Wednesday, so today's paper is by the list of hits of Heart playlist. Of course, number one would be Magic Man. I love that song. In fact, it's ironic, when I drove up to work this morning, that song was playing on the radio. And I don't know what that means, but it's just ironic that all the songs in the world that would be playing when I drove up this morning.
Well, you know, I think that may be because I think Heart is coming here in a couple of weeks. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I saw something where they were going to be at the Mars Music Hall, but I can't remember the date.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming soon.
That is wonderful.
And do you know the backstory of that song?
No, I just know it's catchy. I love the words. I mean that group, the two sisters, Heart, they're amazing. But tell me the backstory.
It's about Charles Manson. One of them, the lady who wrote the song was infatuated with Charles Manson. And if you listen to the words closely, you can kind of hear that in there. But we don't want to go down that road.
Okay, I agree.
One other thing, though, I want to mention before we start talking about what's happening on Redstone Arsenal is some of the best writing that I have ever seen in any newspaper has been your series of 400-some-odd Vietnam veterans that you interviewed, and it was called Vietnam Revisited. Tell a little bit about how that came about and how people can still see that and read it. I think it might even be in book form now on Amazon.
Yes, it is. What happened was the nation was commemorating 50 years since the Vietnam War. And, of course, Vietnam is personal to me. That's my era. I never served in the military, but I remember I had friends and family members who went to Vietnam. I'm 71 years old, and so that's my era. In fact, I had a classmate, Joel Hankins, at Butler High School, and he and I were both in Air Force Junior ROTC. That's the one time in my life I've been in uniform. And he was a little bit older than me, but I still remember his face. He was a cadet major. And I remember he graduated, and he joined the Army Rangers. And, of course, we were in Vietnam then. This was 1971, and on his first night mission in Vietnam, he was killed. I still see his face. I still remember his face. In fact, when I'm driving on Redstone Arsenal, one of the streets off of Gosh Road is Hankins Drive, and that's named after my classmate, Joel Hankins. And so it's personal. So with the United States, years later, the United States, of course, is commemorating 50 years since the Vietnam War. A coworker of mine at the time, Amy Tolson, said, well, why don't you do a series? Why don't you interview Vietnam veterans? And so I happened to interview a veteran I knew who was a helicopter gunner in Vietnam. And he was the first one. And after that, I would find people, of course, on Post and in Huntsville and eventually all over the world for our series. And we interviewed a Vietnam veteran or Vietnam era veteran every week. And so the series went for 8 years. And I took the first 2 years of that series and wrote a book, just compiled it into a book. And the book is Vietnam Revisited. And it was published out of Page Publishing Company out of New York. And it's available on Amazon and other major distributors, Books a Million. But it's personal. It really is personal. And I've met our series went until 2024, and so I still have lifelong friends all over the world, Vietnam veterans that I still hold dear. They're dear friends. And so that's our series, and you can see the series. You can Google it and so forth, but the book is available online.
Well, I think I read every one of those. It was fascinating. And one thing I will mention just briefly, you mentioned Amy Tolson. If you Google Redstone Rocket and Bill Crawford, you will find a story Amy did about myself and my son on Father's Day. So okay. How about that?
I remember that. I remember that. And, of course, she's no longer with her staff. She went back home to her native Minnesota. But now our staff I'm the editor, and our publisher, Tennessee Valley Media, they give me an assistant editor, Jonathan Stinson. They give me a couple of reporters, Eric Schultz and Marion Cardi, and a photographer, Aaron Elise Aninda. And so that's our staff. That's our entire staff, and we have to fill 48 blank pages every week. And since I mentioned Marion Cardi, she and I, Marion Cardi, our staff reporter, she and I were journalism classmates at Auburn University in the early to mid-1970s. And then we worked together at the Huntsville Times as news reporters. And now we're working together for the Army here at Redstone. She's hired by our publisher, Tennessee Valley Media, and I work for the Army. But we're on the staff together at the Redstone Rocket. It's amazing how our paths have crossed that many years.
Well, that is sometimes how it goes. So now, speaking of those 48 pages that got filled today, give us some of the highlights and key stories of what's happening behind the gate.
Be happy to. Matter of fact, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for this February the 5th. At 4 p.m. is the Benson Bark Park. What it is a dog park. And so it's on Post, of course. You need access to get into Wrist and Arsenal to go to it. But it's a park for dogs and their owners. I mean, the headline on the front page, it says, Furry Friends Getting Fields of Their Own. and of course, this is the dog park. Of course, it's going to have just room for dogs to run around freely and have a great time. And there's an area for small dogs weighing under 25 pounds, and there's an area for dogs weighing 25 and over. And of course, there's some rules that have to be followed. Of course, aggressive dogs are not welcome there, and All dogs, when outside the park area, they have to be on a leash. And there's some other rules, too. But it's just a great area that what we've done is there was a unused softball field at Benson Park here in Post. And so what we did was it was an unused softball field. So we changed that, made that into a dog park.
Well, what else is happening out on the Arsenal? I'll have to bring my little dachshund out there. He barely hits the under 25 rule, but
okay, I got you. Well, there, like I said, there's a area for larger dogs too. What else? One of the other big things we have going on is a food, beverage, and entertainment center, which will also include our Challenger Bingo, and that's. It's under construction, but it's almost done, and it's expected to open by April. And so it's going to be a big deal. It's located not far from our commissary on Post, but it's for family entertainment. It's food, beverage, and entertainment, which includes our Challenger Bingo, which is really popular out here with.
Well, now I would assume if you don't have access to the Post, you'd have to get into that with somebody who you could ride through the gate with.
Yes. In fact, we are, of course, a secure Post. There is a non-emergency police number for those who are wondering about gate access. The non-emergency risk and police number is 256-876-2222 if you ever have a question about gate access. But that's another one of the big things we have going on. Of course, Redstone Arsenal, we're home to the Space Agency, also NASA, Marshall Space Flight Center. And they're really working hard on getting prepared for the Artemis II launch, which would be a crewed launch around the moon. And so this is a milestone. This is historic. And the launch window is February the 6th. And so our NASA folks are really heavily involved in that these days.
Well, let me ask you this. From some of our governmental entities out there, like my old unit, AMRDEC, now AVMIC, AMC, what's happening with these guys today?
Well, there's, of course, there's a lot of things that I can't really talk about. I'm not an aficionado about it, but I do know that there's a lot of sensitive subjects that I can't really say too much about. But, of course, the big news, we're going to have a new neighbor soon. They're, some of them, these folks are already here. The Space Command headquarters is moving from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And, of course, some of those folks are already here. And I'm personally excited about this because this will increase our military presence here. Because right now, Redstone has about 700 military people. And I remember when I first got here in 1980, there were 4,000 soldiers. It was the classic army post you would see in the movies, and there were soldiers jogging around on the streets here and so forth. But that was the Redstone that I started working at in 1980. And of course, everything changed here. We lost most of our soldiers in 2010 when the Ordnance School moved to Fort Lee, Virginia. And so that was most of our military population. We still, of course, have soldiers, we have Air Force and so forth here, but it's not as many military people as we had back in the day.
Now, I was one of those military people back in the day, and I was here from 88 to 92 in the Army, and back then I was the executive officer of the Sports Support Troops Battalion, which provided administrative services. And normally there's a headquarters company, but we had so many soldiers, we had a battalion. So So, hey, that is a good little snapshot of stuff that's going on Redstone. I am personally looking forward to going to try that bingo hall out. I'm not lucky at stuff like that, but hey, who knows? And one final question. You still doing the Army 10 miler?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am. Our coach, I'm the assistant coach on our award-winning, I mean, every year we go there, we win. And so you come to the Garrison headquarters and you look at our trophy case, and we have all these Eagle trophies from our winning Army 10-miler team. And so we go every October to the big Army 10-miler in Washington, D.C., and Harry Hobbs is the coach, and I'm the assistant coach. So we're looking forward to doing that again in October.
Well, I like looking forward to things like that where I can see them from a spectator seat. But with that with that happy note, we'll go ahead and let you go and should be able to talk to you next week on the Redstone Rocket Report with Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. Skip, hey, have a good one. Try to stay warm.
Thanks again, Bill. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week.
Okay, and we're going to go ahead and take a break. That's Redstone Rocket editor Skip Vaughn. We have some room in the phone lines on the other side, 256-382-0724, if you want to give us a call.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title, because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beeves likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, now with Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur, where we're jump-starting January with low rates, low payments, and low prices on a great selection of new Fords. Right now, you can get 2.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 customer cash on 25 F-150s, or choose $4,000 in total rebates instead. We've got new 25 Explorers with 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 in total cash. Get 4.9% financing for 60 months on your choice of any new 25 Ford Bronco. Or choose a $2,000 customer cash bonus to get a new 25 Bronco Sport starting at under $29,000. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. We hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All offers on select new Ford models with your good credit. Bronco Sport stock number example 27715T. See us for all the details.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny sky this afternoon. Still going to be well below average. Highs only climbing into the lower 40s, dropping into the mid-20s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny sky Thursday afternoon. Temperatures once again only climbing into the lower 40s and then dropping into the upper 20s, lower 30s through the overnight. A partly sunny sky for your Friday. Temperatures hanging out in the upper 30s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Skip Vaughn, the editor of the Redstone Rocket. He's going to be with us every week, Wednesday, and just give us a little idea of what's going on out there. I think today he focused on the lighter side of what's happening at the Arsenal with the new bingo center coming up, which... I don't know. Every Army base I've ever been on, they have a big crowd of people playing bingo. And when I was in Fort Rucker, it was huge down there at the Army Officers Club. They gave away Corvettes and even gave away a Cessna airplane one time. So let's take a look. I'll give you a shot at a trivia question about Redstone if you want to give it an answer at 256-382-0724 on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. And this is one that's very intuitive if you think about it, and that is, how did Redstone Arsenal get its name? When you hear the answer, you'll go, hello, McFly, but we won't go down that road right now. A lot of people think of Redstone Arsenal, and they just think of NASA. They say, well, it's NASA. That's how it got its start. That is absolutely not the case. Redstone Arsenal started out in World War II, and actually pre-World War II, as a place where chemical munitions were built by the Ordnance Corps. In fact, through the war years, more than 27 million items of chemical munitions were produced, and 45,200,000 chemical ammunition shells were loaded out here. And one time back in the day when I was walking around as a captain, my colonel, we had a need for some storage, and he said, here's the keys to a bunch of old World War II bunkers. Go find one that's empty. And so that was a good little task for Captain Crawford, who was the junior officer at that time. And I went out with my keys, and I started opening up these old bunkers that were even hard to find. And I opened up quite a few of them, and what I found in there were chemical munitions that had been stored in there forever. And I said, well, you know, maybe I don't want to use this one for anything whatsoever. So I ended up absolutely didn't find a place to put what he needed to do, but that was okay. Later on, after the Ordnance Corps did their thing during World War II, and Operation Paperclip came along, which was the operation that brought 127 Nazi German rocket scientists over here. They eventually relocated in Huntsville, Alabama. And they started out, one of the first things they did was the Jupiter missile, which was a missile that was actually deployed in Europe, and it had ballistic capability to carry nuclear stuff if needed. And it was actually negotiated out of the system during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And one of the things I did in a very bizarre job I had on the Arsenal, I was the FOIA officer. FOIA is Freedom of Information Act. And every now and then you would get somebody who was on some sort of conspiracy theory who would write a letter to my unit saying, we really want to find some of the old plans for the Jupiter missile's nose cone is one I had to do. And unfortunately, under the Freedom of Information Act, you just can't throw that stuff away. you have to respond to it, and you have to go dig through the archives and try to find what they want. So I did that for a while, but that's another story for another day. Today, Redstone Arsenal is, there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of big, big entities. There's the Missile Defense Agency, the Army Materiel Command, the Missile and Space Intelligence Center. And by the way, the Army Materiel Command is a 4-star command. There's not that many of those in the Army. And when Redstone got a 4-star general here, that is a pretty big deal. And of course, we have the NASA presence. That's been there and is not going to go away. I think some of y'all may have seen a couple of weeks ago, the old missile test tower was actually demolished. Had been a landmark on Redstone Arsenal for many, many years, but it just had gone by the wayside and it wasn't needed anymore. So there is a lot of cool stuff at Redstone Arsenal. If you can get somebody who works out there to take you on a driving tour, I've taken many a person on the driving tour. You can go look at some of the sites, go see some of the helicopters and rockets that are there on display, and you will be really impressed. I tell people that all the helicopters I used to fly, they're not on the airfield anymore. They're on sticks in front of museums. But hey, I had a great time flying them. I primarily flew the OH-58 observation helicopter and the AH-1S modernized Cobra attack helicopter, which was a bad piece of equipment. So with that, that's a little Redstone 101. And Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come back for the top of the hour, and we'll get out of here with a quick segment.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Or are they promising you up to 10% growth per year, all for your retirement income? If not, then you need to come to Trajan Wealth. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you have a plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't keep working when you're supposed to be retired. And don't let any financial advisor tell you it's too good to be true. Call Trajan today. 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Annuities, not advisory products. DBA Trajan Wealth Insurance Solutions. Additional disclosures at TrajanWealth.com.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industries, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. That is me, Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And we are glad to have you with us today on this great hump day edition. On a cold hump day, I might add.
Not as cold.
That is exactly right. I think it's
the dog only stole one blanket last night.
Yeah, it's only. I think it's in the 40s right now, which is good. But our next hour, if you want to, we're going to have Dr. Candace Duvala, who is running for Congress against incumbent Dale Strong. Look forward to what she has to say. And also, you can call us, talk to her, talk to me if you want to, talk to Brian. 256-382-0724. And you know, Brian, one thing I would mention from my days, many years on Redstone Arsenal, there is no telling what all is out there. There is no telling if you...
Oh, that's true.
If you had the keys to... I've been into many warehouses out there and just look around and go, good God, you know, what is this stuff? And one of these days, maybe that place will get emptied out, but... There's a lot of history in Redstone Arsenal, and a lot of it sits behind locked doors in warehouses. So,
well, I know what they found at Fort McClellan when they closed that, so I can only imagine what's at Redstone Arsenal.
Well, we don't want to, probably. Yeah. So, hey, folks, we appreciate you listening. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour with one of our congressional candidates. Look forward to hearing what she has to say. She'll be joining us about 3:15, 3:20. This is Bill Crawford, back in a few.
The state's largest orthopedic group is growing to meet the needs of the patients in our community. The Orthopedic Center has long been the most trusted name in orthopedics in North Alabama. So as our area continues on the fast track, so does the need for premier orthopedic care anywhere and anytime you need it. TOC is proud to announce the opening of our new locations in Albertville and Hampton Cove, along with the grand opening of our newest office in Decatur. These clinics will offer the same high-quality orthopedic care you have come to associate with TOC, with the convenience of being closer to home. As a patient, your time is your most precious asset, and we recognize that at TOC. That's why we are also proud to announce the opening of our urgent ortho clinics to handle those bumps and bruises that need prompt attention. These clinics are available to care for acute orthopedic injuries with no appointment necessary. With 38 physicians, 20 centers of excellence, and now more than a dozen locations to serve you, TOC will continue to be the name you turn to for the best orthopedic care at the right time. Visit our website at visittoc.com for more information. TOC, helping you live a better life.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading. As expected, the Fed is leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged at a rate of 3.5% to 3.75% after three cuts last year. Two Fed governors, Stephen Miron and Christopher Waller, dissented from the decision to hold rates steady for the first time since July. Both prefer to see rates lowered by a quarter percentage point. President Trump appointed Miron in September, while Waller's under consideration by the White House to replace Chair Jerome Powell, whose term ends in May. Shares of Seagate Technology are up over 18% after delivering robust financial results, with its revenue increasing 22% year over year, and its guidance was way above analyst expectations. The artificial intelligence boom is driving increased demand for memory chips and hard drives, benefiting Seagate and other companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The Alabama House has passed a bill that would implement the death penalty against those convicted of child rape. The Child Predator Death Penalty Act was sponsored by state lawmaker Matt Simpson. The bill passed with a 73-6 vote. There were 17 abstentions. Democrat lawmaker Chris England was opposed to the passage of the bill, calling it cruel punishment, and said that the language of the bill is fundamentally unconstitutional. England also said that he feared that victims in cases of rape may not come forward with the information if they know that the death penalty is on the table. House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter made a statement after the bill was passed, saying that anyone who violates the innocence of a child represents the very worst of humanity and has no place in this world. Ledbetter said that by passing this legislation, the state lawmakers are standing for victims and sending a clear message that children will be protected here in Alabama. State Senator April Weaver is sponsoring the bill over in the state Senate. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
U.S. Marshals were in Hoover this week to find and arrest a person wanted by the Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force. The operation involved multiple law enforcement agencies along with the U.S. Marshals Service. The arrest occurred at an extended stay hotel. The name of the person taken into custody has not been released. The Gumbo and Alabama Slammer Festival in Foley has been rescheduled for February 7th and 8th. The event was going to happen this coming weekend, January 31st, at Heritage Park. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
It's football season, and the only place to catch every game is the End Zone. With NFL Sunday Ticket, big screen TVs, and all the sports you love, we've got your playbook for fun. Two family-friendly non-smoking locations, Midtown on McMurtry next to Target, and on Cecil Ashburn Drive. Jumbo wings, cheeseburgers, Tex-Mex, pizza, plus daily specials, happy hour, big draft beers, and frozen margaritas. Open for lunch daily at our Midtown location, the End Zone, where every seat's the best seat in the house.
AL cert number 21014.
As we flip the calendar to 2026, the holiday season may have left you a little short in the bank account, but Talon Heating and Air will not leave you out in the cold.
That's right. We're still offering free second opinions and service calls with repairs. In addition to that, we're offering up to $1,600 in TVA rebates.
Very easy to do. If you need that $1,600 rebate, all you got to do is
give us a call at 256-503-4490.
Talon Heating and Air, they're live, they're local, and you can find them online at
TalonHVAC.com.
Who doesn't need to save
$1,600?
Very easy to do. Again, Talent Heating and Air, the number and the web.
That's 256-503-4490 or TalentHVAC.com.
It's Talent Heating and Air. They're live, they're local. Give them a call today.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A partly sunny sky this afternoon. Still going to be well below average. Highs only climbing into the lower 40s, dropping into the mid-20s as we head into the overnight early Thursday morning. A partly sunny sky Thursday afternoon. Temperatures once again only climbing into the lower 40s and then dropping into the upper 20s, lower 30s through the overnight. A partly sunny sky for your Friday. Temperatures hanging out in the upper 30s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Eyes right. Hey, that brings me back to the old parade ground at West Point. And it also brings me back to marching punishment tours on the area, of which I had a few of those just for a little bit of cadet misbehavior. Really enjoyed hearing Skip Vaughn and what he had to say. There is a lot going on at Redstone Arsenal, and it's going to get even bigger and bigger. 36,000-plus jobs out there now, and more coming our way. And so what do jobs mean? Jobs mean a boom to the economy. That means people are going to be here in this area spending their money with their local businesses, and it just means that we're going to grow and grow. And it also means we're going to have our elected officials pay close attention to how the growth is managed. I know we've had John Olszewski on here, who used to be with Huntsville Utilities, and he said the power to do this, the power meaning electricity, is okay. We're hoping that that is the case. One thing I did want to mention, and this doesn't apply to everybody out there, but it does apply to quite a few. One thing that happened this year, it started last year in March with Elon Musk and Donald Trump deciding that they wanted to clean up the government and get rid of some people and just have the fat trimmed a little bit, if you will. And one of the ways they did that was they offered federal employees an early retirement program called DRP, Deferred Resignation Program. Essentially, what that allowed a person to do was go ahead and resign from their position in the government with the option to retire at a later date, which that's actually what I did. I resigned in March and retired in December 31st. However, I, like many others, are seeing that the wheels of this process is moving very slowly. And I know there's a lot of people out there in our listeners who did exactly the same thing I did, and they're probably wondering, what's going on? You know, where's my retirement check? Where's all this stuff that I was supposed to get? Because it's not moving rapidly. Well, one of the problems with this was right in the middle of that, there was a protracted federal government shutdown, which, by the way, there's a good chance we may have another federal government shutdown next week. It's looking like it's heading in that direction. But what ended up happening was the system was sort of bombarded with retirement applications. And right now there's 107,000 applications in the process that are waiting to be processed. And these are moving very slowly. It's taken an average of 120 days to process one of these from the time they get it at the Office of Personnel Management. And so the bottom line is, if that's something that's on your horizon, you have to be patient, because it's not going to happen soon, and it's not even going to happen sooner still if the government shuts down again. So hopefully our legislators in D.C. can somehow overcome their disagreements and figure out a way to keep the government open, because really the people who are penalized when the government shuts down are not the politicians by any stretch of the imagination. Rather, it's just the general citizenry out there who have a need for some federal services to keep themselves afloat, and they don't have access to those anymore. So again, that's just a quick update on this if you are in that situation. So hopefully you'll be okay, and hopefully your retirement will be processed, and hopefully the government won't shut down again, because that's not a fun situation. Since my time on the Arsenal, I've had experienced quite a few government shutdowns. I recall one time I was in an advanced schooling out at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. I was out there, as we say, for the short tour, not the long tour, which is where the prisoners are. And we were in this class. It was an 8-week class. I was at week 3.5. And what ended up happening was the government shut down. And so they told us on a Friday, we all stayed in this big, huge hotel complex. We went to work that day in Fort Leavenworth, and they said, the government is shut down. You're going to have to go home, and nobody can leave this building until such time as they have booked their travel accommodations to go home. Well, that's not just something where you can pick up the phone and call American Airlines. Everybody had to call the government travel service, DTS, and we had tons and tons of people both there in Fort Leavenworth and throughout the country trying to call at the same time. It was tough to get out, but I ended up doing it. So I think we got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Well, our next guest is Dr. Candace Duviel.
Oh.
And we're going to tell you what. Let's go to a commercial break, and you guys can have plenty of time to talk. And we'll bring her on here in just a few minutes.
Okay. Looking forward to that. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then our next guest will join us, Dr. Candace Duviel, a congressional candidate for District 5. So let's go ahead and get out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange, But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industries, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, now with Lynn Layton Ford in Decatur, where we're jump-starting January with low rates, low payments, and low prices on a great selection of new Fords. Right now, you can get 2.9% financing for 60 months, plus $2,000 customer cash on 25 F-150s, or choose $4,000 in total rebates instead. We've got new 25 Explorers with 2.9% APR for 60 months, plus $1,500 in total cash. Get 4.9% financing for 60 months on your choice of any new 25 Ford Bronco. Or choose a $2,000 customer cash bonus to get a new 25 Bronco Sport starting at under $29,000. And there's never any hidden markups or dock fees. We hope to see you soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All offers on select new Ford models with your good credit. Bronco Sport stock number example 27715T. See us for all the details.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and I am Bill Crawford alongside producer Brian Temple, and we're here with you on Talk Radio WZZN. You can reach us during the show at any time by calling 256-382-0724. And what we've been doing for our first week and a half of the show is this is an election year, and there's a lot of people running, and it's going to be a very important day on May 19th when you go out and cast your vote. And one of the candidates for Congressional District 5 is Dr. Candace Duvielle. Doctor, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Good. So I want to make sure of one thing before we go down this little interview. Did I get your name correctly?
You did, and I'm going to be honest with you, most interviewers flub it at least the first time.
Well, hey, I'm not most interviewers. I'm good. No, I'm just joking. And how would you prefer me to address you during this interview, as Dr. Duvielle or Candace?
You can just call me Candace, but I appreciate you introducing me with the title.
Well, you do have a title, and also I'm going to do some snippets of your material that I found on the internet, which is pretty fascinating. I know one thing I saw said how in the fourth grade you used to sneak in snacks and share them with your classmates. You would have been a person I would have liked to have been in school with. And
my teacher called my mom and she said, Miss Dollar, because my maiden name was Dollar. She said, Miss Dollar, it is the sweetest thing, but Candace has to stop doing this. So.
Now, where was this at? Just a little bit, where were you in school at? Where did you grow up?
So I was born and raised in South Mississippi, about 20 minutes from the Louisiana line in Hancock County.
Okay. And so it looks like you also went to high school. You got a BA in public policy, a master's in public administration, and a doctorate in education. And where did you achieve those at? Was that at a Southern Mississippi school or somewhere else?
So the bachelor's in public policy came from the Trent Lott Leadership Institute at Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
And I got my master's degree online through Walden University, which is actually out of Minneapolis. And I got my doctorate degree through the University of Southern Mississippi.
Well, I'm familiar with all those schools. So so at heart, are you an Eagle from Southern Mississippi or are you a Rebel from Ole Miss? Where does your allegiance lie?
I'm a Rebel. And, you know, I get asked a lot here in Alabama, Auburn or Bama. And sometimes I get my feet held to the fire and I have to choose. But, you know, I'm a Rebel at heart. So.
Well, we were, I personally was rooting for the Rebels this year. I thought they had a great year. I was really, I don't know what the proper word to say was the raw deal that Lane Kiffin gave that team when he left right before the playoffs, but that's neither here nor there. So I've also note that you were a school teacher for many years, and where did you teach school at?
So I taught in a Title I school district in Carrier, Mississippi. I taught 7th grade English and special education.
All right, well, you're going to have to educate me a little bit on that. What does a Title I school, what does that mean?
So we were over 90% free and reduced lunch. It basically just means that they receive Title I funding because of the income level in the area.
Okay, so it was about that. Okay, got it. And then after that, where did you teach next? Did you teach up here? Well, let's put it this way. What brought you to North Alabama?
So my career trajectory, I've kind of just gone where it has taken me. So I actually taught for 5 years before moving into the private sector, where I work for a software company that exclusively serves the public sector, which is a very strange place to be. But my company that I work for now produces government auditing and accounting software, and I spend my time training developers and users on how to use that software to properly tabulate government spending.
Well, you know what, Candace? That seems like a pretty important thing. I hope it's working because it seems to me like the tabulation of government spending isn't done very well. Is that a true statement or is that?
Well, our software does a really good job of it, but we aren't doing anything at the federal level. So most of our clients are cities, counties, and schools. And actually here in the city of Huntsville, if you have ever logged on to pay your utility bill or to look at your property taxes or to review Huntsville city budget or anything like that, all of those numbers and things are tabulated by the software that I work on directly. So that's kind of a fun fact.
And so you work on the software, yet you also train people how to use it, correct?
So it's part of my job with the company. I worked in a situation where I was traveling to all these different cities and counties for a long time. I worked with Baldwin County in South Alabama. I worked with a lot of cities in South Florida as they were implementing the software. And essentially what I did is I came on site, dug through all their numbers, made everybody really uncomfortable, and then got it into the new software all pretty and worked out. So that was always a fun time. And then now I've moved up into the development side of the house where I work with the developers to make sure that it's actually calculating everything correctly.
Software developers are normally smart people, so I would assume that you fall into that category also. It sounds like you do.
The developers are very, very smart people, and they're very good with the code. I'm impressed constantly. But you asked what brought me to North Alabama, and the ultimate answer is that my husband actually works in the aerospace industry here. He's a custom machinist. So I work from home, and we came here because he had the opportunity, and I wanted to get to North Alabama as fast as I could because I've always loved the Tennessee Valley.
Well, I noticed your husband was a veteran. Did he serve in the Army, Air Force, Navy, or Marines?
So he did 6 years in the Army. He did a tour in Afghanistan and Kuwait. He was an aircraft engine mechanic.
Well, I know those are very important people, being an old helicopter pilot. I know this for a fact. If you don't have good, you can be the best pilot in the world, but if you don't have a good mechanic, you're not going to get off the ground. That's just all there is to it. So I think we've gotten a good broad brush stroke of where you are and where you came from and what your background is. So another question I have is, what got to you? What put that itch in you to say, I want to enter the political arena?
Well, the first answer to that is I have a 2-year-old daughter, and having people who don't have as much knowledge as I feel like they should make decisions about what our country looks like and where our funding goes, make decisions for her did not fit right with me. And the longer answer to that is the more I got to know about sitting legislators at all levels of government, this is not a direct attack on our current sitting representative. There's just a lack of knowledge that with how the different levels of government play together and how much funding actually will cover a project and things like that. And it's, at the end of the day, ultimately hurting the people of North Alabama. We are seeing situations where we're not getting enough money to actually do the things. We're taking on the burden of new installations coming here, new businesses coming here, and the pressure that puts on all of our infrastructure. But we're not really seeing much return on that as far as upgrading our infrastructure to handle that.
Well, now, on the point of upgrading the infrastructure, and by the way, we've had quite a few people on the show the past couple of days, and they also mentioned the same point. They said, you know, if you're growing and your infrastructure's not growing, you're going to have some issues. And, you know, I know just, you know, from observing with the naked eye, you can go to some places in our great area where there was a lot of growth, but it looked like somebody didn't think about that. You know, there's 2-lane roads going through all these major things without a left-hand turn lane and things of that nature. So, yeah, you got to have the infrastructure before you grow. So I agree with you on that. So let me ask you this. Would you say are the top 3 or 4 issues that are facing North Alabama, and what's your take on those?
So I think the first piece is future-proofing our infrastructure is definitely, I think, paramount for most families in North Alabama. And a lot of that is because we have situations where, like Eli Lilly, for instance, they're going to come here. They say they're going to bring 3,500 jobs, but at the end of the day, it's really only 400. So for the few years that it takes to actually build that facility, we have to have infrastructure to cover 3,000 extra people who are here doing construction jobs at that facility. But they're not actually going to be here long term for those, you know, tax returns into our cities and property taxes and things like that. So these are the things that we should be thinking about as we're bringing these corporations here. Not that growth is bad, just what does it look like in the long term? The second is healthcare. I think people in North Alabama are very concerned about what's happening with our healthcare system and access to healthcare, particularly in our rural communities and counties where their ERs are getting closed down or they don't have access to adequate OB care for mothers. And then finally, education. I think we really, and I think education actually ties back to infrastructure, because with that, if Eli Lilly is bringing 400 people here, do you think maybe half of those have families? That's 200 students. Where are those students going to end up? So we're going to have to expand classrooms, build more schools and things like that. So all of this kind of plays together as far as I'm concerned.
Well, a question I would have on that, from the federal level, which is where you would be as a congressman, how can you bring stuff to bear on those three particular problems?
So for me, I think what our federal, first of all, we have to acknowledge that a lot of federal funding does come here for education and infrastructure, and we have to talk about what actually happens with that money. So when it gets sent from the federal government to Montgomery, Montgomery then divvies it up, takes a cut, and then sends it up here to us. Whether that's contractors, whether that's feasibility studies, somewhere, somehow, there are pieces getting taken out of that. So my goal as a federal legislator would be to build accountability measures into that to make sure that the money is being spent the way that it is intended to be spent when it actually makes its way down to Huntsville City to update an intersection, or, you know, Madison City Schools to build another school, or what have you.
Well, you know, interestingly, the other day, I don't know if you're familiar with Representative Rex Reynolds, but he's essentially the head of the budget committee down in Montgomery, and we had him on, and he was talking about some of those very same issues, and he was saying, surprisingly, I thought that there was a lot of federal funding coming our way, so hopefully that is the case, but other than Eli Lilly, are there any entities that you see coming here that are going to stress our infrastructure?
Well, I think expanding FBI's footprint here and bringing Space Command here is going to do all of that. Because all of that's going to bring families here, and it's going to put more cars on our roads, and it's going to put more pressure on the gates at the arsenal. I mean, anytime we add a new corporation, a new group here, that's going to happen. And to your point with what Representative Reynolds said, these are not partisan issues. These are just issues where we need someone in place that can make sure that they understand where everything's coming and going.
Oh, I agree. They're not partisan issues. They're issues that just need to be managed well. And you mentioned healthcare and rural healthcare and that some of the smaller communities are having their emergency rooms shut down. Expound a little bit on that issue and tell us what you know about that and how as a representative of this state, you could help that get fixed.
Well, our rural counties particularly are uniquely vulnerable because there are certain times of day that, again, goes back to infrastructure, because of traffic, if they have a heart attack in like Moulton, they will not make it to the hospital in Huntsville in time to get to the cath lab and get the care that they need. And physicians in this area know that, and they've called that out quite a few times. So having those rural hospitals keep their ERs open is very important. From the federal level, I think it starts with amending EMTALA, which is the legislation that says emergency rooms have to cover care for any person that comes in there, to make sure that insurance companies aren't taking advantage of that, because a lot of insurance policies don't cover emergent care because they know that emergency room is going to serve you regardless of whether or not you can pay, and then the hospital gets stuck with the bill if you can't pay it. So I think that needs to be amended to make sure that we're taking care of consumers in that market. The next thing is, and it's a state-level issue that as a federal-level representative I can't really do much about, but we need to expand Medicaid. We would pay 10 cents on the dollar for Medicaid expansion in this state. It's a no-brainer, fiscally speaking, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's pull that thread just a little bit more, and let's talk a little bit about healthcare. You know, one thing you just mentioned, which I guess is true, I know it's true, is if you go to an emergency room, you're going to be seen no matter what you have in your wallet or in your purse. They're required to do that, and that's an issue. That is health care, but I don't think that's the preferred system we want to have. So there's a lot of talk about health care. A lot of it was mentioned during the last federal government shutdown. What at the federal level can be done to correct our current healthcare system and make it such that everybody pretty much has access to healthcare?
So I think it starts with amending the ACA. No one is going to argue that the ACA is perfect as it is. We are going to have to amend the Affordable Care Act to make sure that we are, again, protecting consumers from any sort of price gouging from insurance companies. And hopefully eventually expand that to where more income brackets can be covered. I had the luxury back when the ACA was first implemented of being one of those people that fell in the gap where I made too much to get Medicaid, but I didn't make enough to get the ACA. So there are definitely problems in that legislation. And from the federal level, I think that's where it starts.
Well, do you see anything that has progressed since that was the major issue? One of the major issues that caused the government shutdown, are the parties negotiating on that, or is that still not moved an inch since all this first came about during the impasse with the federal government?
I don't see enough negotiation, conversation, and real colleague communication happening in Congress about healthcare or many other issues, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Well, how does that get resolved? Because I have a little favorite saying of mine that came from Ronald Reagan when he was president, and he said, better to get 80% of what you want than to go off the cliff with both guns blazing. And it seems to me like the art of compromise in our government system is just kind of gone by the wayside. Am I correct in that, or do you think there is room for compromise on many of these major issues?
I think that you are correct that the art of compromise has been lost, and I think that's a very good point that has to be made here. Our government has been built on a lot of, like, handshake gentlemen's agreements of, like, we do this, you do that, we work together, we take care of the people, and right now, none of that is happening. We're having a lot of finger-pointing and a lot of mutual shaming happening between the two sides, and for me, that's a huge problem because nothing's getting done for anybody. And everyone at the end of the day is getting more angry because none of their problems are getting solved. They still can't afford their groceries. Their electric bill is still going up. But nothing is being done because everybody is digging their heels in. And until we get back to a level of politics where there is respectability and mutual respect happening, which that's a repeat of what I said just a second ago, we're going to continue to see, I feel like, just a stalemate.
Well, I certainly agree that there's a stalemate, and I hope there's not one this week and we have another government shutdown. But one thing I like to do, and I do this, have done this with every candidate I've interviewed so far, is I pass to you magically through the microphone and over the airways my magic wand. And I allow you to wave the magic wand and you get two wishes and things that you could, if you could wave the magic wand and change it, tell me two things that you would change right now.
Okay. The first would be education, fair, equitable access to education for all children. Education is the foundation of everything else we ever do. We have to make sure that we're taking care of our children's education. The second would be healthcare. Fair, equitable, affordable access to healthcare for everybody.
I don't see how many people could argue that point. I just don't. So,
that's the thing. People, when you are going into the doctor's office, when you are going into the hospital, there are cases where you have time to compare pricing and to find the best deal and to find the closest appointment time. But there's other times where you really just need to see a doctor as soon as possible, and you don't really find out if that doctor is in or out of network until after your bill comes, 4 months after you leave the hospital. And to be taking advantage of consumers, because make no mistake, patients are consumers in the healthcare industry, who are that vulnerable in a situation where they're sick, they may be scared of the outcome of something. That's unethical, and it's unreasonable, and it should not be happening.
Well, I think that's an issue where there could be common ground found on no matter which side of the fence you're sitting on. So, first of all, I really appreciate your time, and I thank you for reaching out to us to get on the show. We're glad to have you. And one thing I always like to do as we say our farewell to each other is let people know why they should vote for you and how they find out more information about you and your campaign.
Okay. Well, you should vote for me because at this point, America needs some competent leadership that can work out all of the mess that's been created and actually make sure that funding is getting where it needs to be and that our tax dollars are being spent in the best way they possibly can for net positive for everyone. And you can find more information about me at CandiceCVLForCongress.com, and I am Candace for Congress on all of the socials except Facebook, where it is CandiceCVL for Congress.
Well, Dr. Candace Duviel, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. You're obviously a very intelligent, a very skilled person, and I wish you luck in all of your future endeavors. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, you take care. And Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. That's Dr. Candace Duviel, and she is running for the 5th District Congressional seat under the Democratic Party. So let's take a break and we'll come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The new favorite place for delicious Mexican food is Coralejos Mexican Grill in Huntsville. Check out their reviews on Facebook and you'll see what people are raving about. Enjoy drink specials all day Monday through Thursday, like house margaritas for $3.99 and 12-ounce drafts for $2. Even vegan-friendly entrees on Monday starting at 5. Coralejos Mexican Grill, 1658 Old Monrovia Road in Huntsville. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated on their specials.
Your Fox 54 update.
From the Fox 54 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. It's going to be another cold night across the Tennessee Valley. We're dropping into the mid-20s. A partly sunny sky for your Thursday. Still going to be cold across the area. Highs only climbing into the lower 40s, dropping into the mid and upper 20s as we head into the overnight early Friday morning. A partly sunny sky Friday afternoon, climbing into the upper 30s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Along with producer Brian Temple, we're here for a few more minutes this afternoon. We hope you've enjoyed our show today. We hope it's been a little bit informative, if not a lot informative. We've had Skip Vaughn, the editor of the Redstone Rocket, and now we just finished an interview with Dr. Candace Duviel. And Dr. Duviel, I will call her that, call her Candace when I'm talking to her, but professionally she's Dr. Duviel. She is running for the 5th District seat, and she's running under the Democratic Party, and she requested to be on the show, and we were glad to allow her to come on and tell her story. And it's an interesting story, and let her tell people out there why they should vote for her. There's quite a few members of the Democratic Party who are campaigning for that seat, and they're all campaigning against one person, and that's Representative Dale Strong. And Dale Strong's been around this town for a long, long time as a county commissioner, and now as a state as a congressional representative. So that's going to be a most interesting race. And one thing she brought about is this, and I think this is something that everybody who's listening really ought to pay attention to. And I hearken back to my quote from Ronald Reagan about going off the cliff with both guns blazing. That's not a pun intended. Guns are blazing right now in this country, and there are people who are fighting with one another, and I hope we can get to the point where we're talking instead of doing fighting, and I hope we can get to the point where people decide that it's probably better just to obey the law and do what people ask you to do rather than taking other courses of action. At least in the state of Alabama, which, by the way, we are focused on the state of Alabama on this show. We are not focused on what's happening in other parts of the country, unless, of course, that stuff happens to bleed over here. Thank the good Lord it hasn't happened here yet. We still seem to have a pretty good peaceable way of dealing with issues here in this state and in North Alabama, and hopefully that will continue to be so. And again, I appreciate her point that she said we need to reasonably discuss these things, and I couldn't agree more. We need to reasonably discuss these things and all the issues that matter. And hopefully that will be the case both here and in the future. So a little bit about Huntsville. One thing that that Dr. Duviel, I get that right, but that is a difficult name to pronounce and hit it right every time. But she talked about growth, and one of the common themes that has been permeating throughout the first few shows we've had is growth. We discuss growth from the perspective of the residential housing industry, where our realtor guest said, yes, we're growing, and the prices of houses are escalating, and that's really good. Like right now, the average price of a home in North Alabama is $340,000, but in the Huntsville area, it's $360,000. That is pretty decent. And it's nice if you're selling a home, but if you're buying a home, you know, how does that affect you? How many people can afford the $360,000 home? How many people who are just starting out, you know, young married couple, can afford that mortgage? It's interesting, especially with mortgage rates being what they are right now. I don't know what happened with the Fed today, but I'm hoping that mortgage rates were going to come down just a little bit, because that seems to have a positive impact on the economy. But growth is happening here. And when you have all these people coming in to work for Lilly and to work for the Space Force, and more people coming into the arsenal to work on NASA, whatever the case may be, those people have to have a place to live, and they can't live in tents, and their houses are going to have to be built. And when the houses are built, that means you're going to have infrastructure, roads, power, utilities, sewer, water. All of that's got to happen. It's got to be planned with reason. We had John Olszewski on, who worked for many, many years in the utility industry here, as well as being a city councilman. And John said, hey, we've looked at this when I was with Huntsville Utilities, and it is his opinion and Huntsville Utilities' opinion. By the way, sidebar, on February 16th, we're going to have the director of Huntsville Utilities is going to be a guest on our show, so we can explore this matter a little bit further. But he seemed to think that we are going to be okay. Oh, by the way, before I forget it, I threw a trivia question out, and I guess nobody had any change in their pocket to put in the payphone and give us a call. But, Brian, do you know why Redstone Arsenal is called Redstone Arsenal?
It's because of the Redstone rocket that was being manufactured here.
No, that's not the case. It was called Redstone before the Redstone rocket.
And oh, the rocket was named for the place.
The rocket was named for the place,
okay.
And the place was named Redstone because of the color of the soil and the red rocks that permeate this area. Now, I've read that on numerous places, and I can tell you this, I have yet to see the first red rock laying around anywhere. So I don't know, maybe they were back in the day, but I certainly haven't seen any. But that's supposedly where the name Redstone Arsenal came from. Some recent news that came out about Huntsville, Alabama. As you know, a lot of people say, hey, this is a good place to live. Well, the Milken Institute just did a study on Huntsville, Alabama, and they released some very interesting facts. Huntsville was the number two ranked city in their 2026 rankings, and it said, quote, we consistently enjoyed one of the fastest growing job markets in the country, and that Huntsville has firmly established itself as a major defense and aerospace hub. Well, that's, you know, that probably is a keen sense of the obvious to a lot of people out there, but the rest of the country is taking notice when we have national institutes such as Milken, M-I-L-K-E-N, not like milking a cow, when they give us those kind of ratings. And our metro area was ranked number four in 2025, and that's really good. That was according to Brock Smith, the director of research for Milken. And why is that happening? Well, it's a lot of the long-term government contracts, government funding initiatives, satellite and missile defense, as well as the Space Command move. Not to mention the fact that the FBI is coming here. So when you have things like that happening, now there are cities like when I lived in Birmingham, you couldn't talk about stuff like that because it just wasn't happening. There was nobody moving into that city bringing any sort of manufacturing industry. And the other thing that's interesting is the jobs that are coming into Huntsville are pretty well high-paying jobs. There's a lot of good being added to the economy. And one thing that I wonder is the people who are coming in here to build all this housing and to build all the stuff that needs to happen, you know, they're going to have a place to live too. And I tend to think that one of the places that that's going to happen is in the multifamily housing industry, where if you just drive around town, head east towards the interstate, and you'll see what's happening out there with the apartment complexes that are going up.
That's a very valuable part. Price range for a lot of people. I know a couple of years ago when my wife and I were looking for a house, and we're not in the $300,000, $400,000 house people. Well, we were looking in that like around $200,000, 180 to 2,000. And we had five houses from the time we say, yes, we want to buy this house and then write the contract, it was sold out from under us five times. And we are in our sixth choice because it was in our price range.
Well, that's kind of
so and every realtor I spoke to said that price point is going very fast. So that's what a lot of people could afford.
Well, and you know, there's also been a lot of stories in this town that I've heard from some of my friends in the real estate industry where a house will list for a certain price, and somebody will come to the table just to get it, and they'll pay more than what it's listed for. Show up with cash. So growth in this area is really, really a huge issue, and we're going to come back after we take a break, and we're going to close it out for today. This is Bill Crawford with The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. 256-382-0724.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialist from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Are you thinking about home improvements? Well, use your equity now and refi later. Or use your equity to eliminate consumer debt forever, then refi to a lower rate and shorter term when rates drop. North Alabama Mortgage can also help you if you're thinking about buying an investment property or a second home at the lake or the beach or in the mountains. We have great programs to make that happen. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com to learn more. That's NorthAlabamaMortgage.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is the final segment, our closing segment of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We hope you've enjoyed our show today. And if you listen out there, would really appreciate it if you'd let your friends know we're here. Tell them how to listen to the show. Use their HD radio in their car or download the app, Talk Radio WZZN. Put it on their iPhone. Take it with you wherever you go. And the other thing is go to our website and go to search Google, Talk Radio WZZN, and click on Listen Live, and lo and behold, you will hear us right there. And the other thing is you can go to that website, and if you didn't hear some of our shows this past week, go ahead and click on the part where it says podcast, and you'll see our shows archived there. Brian gets those up pretty quickly after the show, and let your friends know about it and listen to it. And we are glad you joined us today. Tomorrow we're going to go back to more of some of our traditional candidate interviews. Our first guest tomorrow will be District 2 senatorial candidate, State Senator John Roberts. And our afternoon guest at the 3 o'clock-ish hour will be current sitting District 6 Representative James Lomax. I'm really looking forward to hearing what those guys have to say. James has some unexpected competition now. Mo Brooks has entered that root race, and I want to hear what these folks have to say. They're good people, and hopefully they can contribute to the state and make it a more better and a more successful place to live for our citizenry. So I'm about to get out of here, and as I remember what I always say, my professor at West Point said, where you stand depends on where you sit. Whether you sit on the right or the left side of the boat, we're on the boat together. Yes.